Hi there, David Lee for the James Bond Dossier, and a couple of days ago I was talking about my first experience of Bond on the big screen, which was The Man with the Golden Gun. Prior to that, I'd got a Corgi Aston Martin DB5, I'd read Casino Royale, and my dad took me to see The Man with the Golden Gun, and then I read the novel The Man with the Golden Gun. But after that, my next door neighbours, who I mentioned in the previous episode, they kept telling me how Sean Connery was the best Bond. Sean Connery was the best Bond, and I used to say, no, Roger Moore's the best Bond. And this was, we were all eight, nine, ten, something like that. And their opinion of Sean Connery was based purely on what their dad told them. Mine was based on my limited exposure to the Bond films being Roger Moore's second, and so neither of us really had anything good to go on. But on October 28th, 1975, all that changed, because that was the date that Dr. No premiered on ITV in the UK, and I can kind of remember it. In those days, my brother is 5 years younger than me, pretty much exactly, and I think he saw the first half an hour of it before he was put to bed. I can't remember what time it was on, probably, I don't know, 7 o'clock or something like that, I imagine. And I watched the whole thing, and I was hooked, and I remember going into school. I can't remember if it was a Sunday or a Saturday or a Sunday that it was on, but I remember going into school on the Monday and just everybody was talking about it. I was kind of, I think I was probably switched Sean Connery at that point. It was just simple as that. It was unbelievable. If you can hear some weird noise in the background, it's my dog who seems to be having a wash. Dogs have no respect for all this kind of stuff. And where was I? After that, I do remember very, very clearly I went to a local bookstore and I bought a copy of Dr. No, and I read that. So that was my third Bond novel, and it was the first that I owned for myself. I very, very clearly remember getting that. It's one of the Panther editions from the 70s, with the golden gun and the girls posing over them. So that was it. That was my second Bond film, and I think at that point it's safe to say that I was hooked as a Bond fan anyway, but it just cemented things further. So then I had to wait for another 6 months or so until From Russia With Love, and I do remember that a bit more clearly. Maybe I'll talk about that tomorrow. See you then. Bye.